You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness. We want to get her reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling today without comment that it is upholding the don't ask, don't tell policy of the U.S. government when it comes to the military. That policy had been challenged by a lone soldier who had also lost, of course, at the appellate level. And Elaine, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to talk with you.
How important is this ruling?
Well, it's expected. And by the way, the court upheld the 1993 law regarding homosexuals in the military. It is not the same as the administrative policy that is known as don't ask, don't tell. That catchphrase is always misused or it mislabels the law. But the 1993 law, the one that has just been upheld again, says that homosexuals are not eligible to be in the armed forces. Don't ask, don't tell, in contrast, says you can be in the military as long as you don't say that you're homosexual. But Congress saw problems with that, so they never enacted it in law. So, yes, it is good news. This particular soldier was one of 12 who had lost at the Circuit Court of Appeals level. He took it, asked for Supreme Court review, which he had every right to do, but it was turned back, as most of these cases are, and the Department of Justice opposed his petition. So this is pretty much as I expected. It would have been bigger news if the Department of Justice had not opposed that petition. After all, the government won the case at the appeals level. Why would they say all of a sudden, just because President Obama was elected, that now they're going to change sides? So again, this ruling is very much expected. But it also highlights the current news about the Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor. We need to know whether she agrees with this decision. In previous, there's been actually quite a few precedents saying that the federal courts do not meddle in military policies. It's called deference. Deference to the Congress, deference to the executive branch. The courts are not qualified to decide these issues. We need to know whether Judge Sonia Sotomayor agrees with that or whether she is an activist judge that would try to reach a different decision.
We're talking with Elaine Donnelly of the Center for Military Readiness. And Elaine, as you mentioned, the actual law says that homosexuals are not allowed to serve in the U.S. military. That's a law that the Obama administration has publicly stated that it would like to see changed, yet we haven't really seen any action towards that end. Do you believe that they're starting to see that it's more complicated than they perhaps initially thought?
Well, let's put it this way. The administration has been pushing hard, and they're putting appointees in all the right places, they hope, who will help to achieve that goal. However, resistance has emerged, and it's strong resistance, and it's bipartisan. The reason is that people in the military know that repealing the 1993 law by a new law, a legislation saying there shall be no discrimination based on homosexuality or bisexuality, whether real or perceived. That open-ended language, real or perceived, what is that supposed to mean? Well, field commanders, people in the mid-level of leadership, they would have to figure it all out. It would cause enormous turmoil in the ranks. The president is being encouraged to even ignore the law, to stop enforcing it. This would be a breach of faith with the troops that he is sworn to lead. And I don't think President Obama even would want to do that. So the ball is in the court of Congress. Congress will either retain the law as they have for lo these many years, or if they try to repeal it, then I think there would be serious consequences. It looks right now, even Barney Frank admitted, they don't have the votes for this year. They're working toward next year, but that's an election year. And there are a number of Democrats on the House Armed Services Committee in particular who support the military, who support this law. They are not going to want to see it repealed on their watch.
Elaine, what sort of studies have been done to determine what the recruiting, retention, performance, morale, all those sorts of areas, how it would be affected by a change in the law?
Well, the Pentagon has not asked those questions, so they don't have the answers. But the closest thing we have was a major survey, actually it's done every year, by the Military Times newspapers, Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps Times. This is a Gannett newspaper. It's liberal. They advocate repeal of the law. But guess what? 4 years in a row, 58% of active duty respondents say they oppose repeal of the law. Now, in the most recent survey, they asked a new question. What would you do if the law is repealed? 10% said they would leave. Another 14% of active duty military people said they would consider leaving the military if the law is repealed. Now, that gives you pause, because even the loss of a few thousand in the grades that are hard to replace, the mid-level people and non-commissioned officers, this would be a devastating blow to the all-volunteer force. There's another factor. One group that is free to express views on this are the retired flag and general officers. At the end of May, the group called Flag and General Officers for the Military issued a public statement, an open letter to the president, signed by more than 1,000 flag and general officers who support the law. This included 50, well, now we have 50 four-star generals and admirals who have endorsed this statement. That, too, has given pause to the officials in the White House and the Pentagon and in Congress, and so I predict the law is not going to be repealed.
So you don't believe an outright repeal is coming down the pike. What about tweaking the law if that's possible?
No, there is no way you can tweak the law because, again, the proponents of repeal do not like Don't Ask, Don't Tell. They certainly are not going to codify it. Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a set of regulations. It should have been eliminated a long time ago. But no, there's no way you can start substituting something that is not going to withstand judicial scrutiny. The law has been upheld as constitutional several times. It was adopted on a bipartisan, veto-proof majority in both houses in 1993. So when it was written, it actually codified regulations that were in place a long time, and the findings in the law are really timeless. It says that the military is a unique institution. People live in conditions of little or no privacy. It uses the phrase forced intimacy. These conditions have not changed.
Elaine, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Elaine Donnelly is president of the Center for Military Readiness. This is Dateline Washington.